You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Annie Yorty is a wife, mom to three children, and a furry beast labradoodle, author, speaker, and podcaster. Through a series of unexpected twists and turns in life, a child with Down syndrome, a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, a 16-year homeschool journey, foster care, and over 20 mission trips to four continents, Annie has developed bold faith to go all in with God. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. We are talking about bold Christian faith because the enemy will always try to use fear to hold us back from God's best. Our mission should always be to witness to the lost using our time and talent. Someone who has left a track record of going full force for the Lord is none other than author, speaker, podcaster, Annie Yorty. Annie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Thanks, Tina, for having me here.
Absolutely. So I wanted to decorate for Christmas. You're already ahead of the game. We shot this episode a couple weeks early. Can I just hang out with you and then skip the whole decoration process?
It's tempting, isn't it?
Unreal. Yeah. I was looking over your show notes today and I had such a sense of peace about what you're going to share with our audience because I think the biggest tactic the enemy tells us, whispers in our ear, past experiences, trauma that might have happened to us, is constantly telling us we're not good enough. We're not going to fit in. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time. No money, no connections. And using fear as a tactic to stop us from doing what God has called us to do. So because you have done everything I just rattled off, plus you're a contributing writer for devotions, homeschooling, and parenting articles for crosswalk.com, as well as other online and print venues, you also co-host Empowering Homeschool Conversations. You have a wide range of experience and had a massive journey in learning how to develop bold faith. But was your faith in God bold from the beginning? If not, how did you grow into that?
Yeah, no, my faith was not bold at the beginning. In fact, when I first turned to Christ, you know, surrendered my life to him, I was about 16. I had nobody to show me a Christian witness, not my family. And I really stagnated in that place of just that small kernel of faith for years. And then it started growing in steps. And the first big step came just before I had my daughter, my first child. I was about 24 at the time, and I felt something was missing in my life. And looking back, I know that was God. He was wooing me to come to him, and he was preparing me for what was going to come in my life. And I had no idea, but, you know, a few months later, maybe a year later, after I started having this sense that I should be getting back to God, I had my daughter. And her diagnosis was like an earthquake in my life. Oh. You know, I didn't know beforehand. And so...
Was her diagnosis the Down syndrome?
Yeah, yeah. So she was born with Down syndrome, and I knew it. You know, the doctor told me that day. And I had been through a very traumatic delivery as well. But God just put a peace in my heart. And the first, what I know now is a really bold step, but seems so tiny at the time, was just to say, thank you, God. And to know that I could trust him. I had no idea. That didn't come from within me. That came from God himself. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the beginning of it. And since then, I've just been on an unbelievable journey that I never dreamed for myself when I was that age, or, you know, when I was 18, kind of starting out life on my own. I never dreamed it, but here we are many years later. And I look back and you just rattled those things off. And I was like, wow, I just, thank you, God.
So it started when you placed your faith in Christ at 16, but you weren't on fire bold for him until your daughter with Down syndrome was born. You relied on him. The strength within you came from the Holy Spirit. And then it developed into so many different things. I have a Siberia image here that I wanted to share. How did you get out there? Obviously, with your daughter and another friend you must have met overseas there, you get to share time with your daughter with this experience. Tell us about how you landed up in Siberia. Most people would be afraid to travel overseas.
Well, my first trip was not to Siberia, but it was to a country called Belarus, which is next door to Russia. And that came by way of an 8-year-old. I had homeschooled by that time. I had gone into homeschooling, and service was a huge part of our homeschool. So every year, the whole family would go and do a trip for a week where we packed aid to go to Eastern Europe. It was with Josh McDowell Ministries. Oh. And that was just right here in the States. That's what we did. And after a few years of that, my son came to me and said, I think God wants me to go to Belarus. And he had heard about orphans there. So he said that, and I'm in my mind like, oh, get real, you know? And I'm like, you're only 8. I didn't say that because I had taught my kids that God could use anyone at any age, you know? And then here I was being presented with this, like, really? Do you really believe that, Annie? And so I said, well, son, let's pray. You know, that seemed like a good answer. And I really didn't even believe. And so we did pray. And 2 months later, he and I were stepping off a plane into Minsk, Belarus, a very dark place. And then that just...
Can I interject? I got to interject right there because I'm going to start bawling on the program here. I have like 3 questions for you. The top one being, how did you know that God answered your prayer? Because, you know, it could be, all right, we're feeling this, let's buy a ticket out there and hope that this is what God wants us to do. Or did he speak specifically to you and your son where you both knew this is from God, this is our next move? How did you get that clear answer?
Mm-hmm. So I did also, along with praying, I said, well, if he's going to say yes to this, we should be ready. Now, I will just give a little backstory. My husband had been laid off from a job for 9 months at the time. We had no money. You know, my son is 8. I'm like, yeah. Anyways, it was kind of crazy, but I said, okay, we should take a step and get passports. I'd never been out of the country. We had no passports. And I thought, okay, our passports would have to come really, really fast. And, obviously some funding would have to come. And so we did write a letter to people we knew and said, here's what God might be calling us to. And so we sent that out, and God provided what we needed to go. And to me, I mean, he provided that in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's... passports, and it's not cheap to do this, to get there. And he provided that in like 2 weeks. And we just knew this is what he had for us.
That is a massive answer to prayer. Yeah. And your son was 8 at the time?
Correct.
That is unbelievable. Okay, I have 4 kids, 15 down to 11. They've been to Bible camp. We've had them serve here in Nashville. We went to go pray on the sidewalk at some Planned Parenthood places. They've been on trips with me when I would speak at different events around the country over the years, since they were in diapers, really. But I never had them do a mission trip yet, like what you just described. And I so want them to do that. So part of me wants to cry just because my oldest is now 15, almost 16. And I wish we would have done what you just said you did with your kids, once a year, pick a place. So you're making me right now, and anyone watching this with younger kids, it's never too late to figure out, is that something that your family should be doing? But I will tell you what you learn in the process, because I've done a lot of mission trips growing up, and especially in my 20s when I lived in Los Angeles. They are life changer trips, not just for the people you're helping, but for yourself to be others focused. All right, I got to ask you more about that, but most people take baby steps of faith. You ended up serving God on 4 continents, including Siberia, which was one of your other major mission trips, in the middle of winter. What led you to become so deeply involved with global missions?
Well, that first trip was basically a turning point in the way I understood. That's my son next to me there. He's older in that picture, obviously. And Melissa actually went with me one time as well, which is a whole nother story. But that turning point in my life just changed my entire mindset. I understood like the primary thing that we need to be doing is sharing with people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're either going to live or die based on what they hear. I'm not saving anybody, but God did give me the privilege of telling people about him. And all of a sudden that just became the most important thing to me. And so that's where I think like my whole life reprioritized.
Yes, I'm speechless because that is our main mission from God. When Jesus left the earth, he said, go out and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there is little time left to do that. And so the fact that you showed your kids what's of utmost importance, no matter where you go. And yes, people might be watching this thinking, oh, that's so dangerous. Well, you know what? Living in America today is dangerous. And every time we did do international trips with our kids before and did share about the Lord as we traveled, like Costa Rica, different parts of the Caribbean. Granted, some of it was fun type trips, but we still share the Lord where we go. I want to do an international.
Whatever you do,
wherever you go. I want to do a mission emphasis trip with our kids here in the next 6 months. You've just completely pricked my heart on the fact that we need to do that. We're going to be back to talk about God proving you wrong right after this. The culture is coming hard after our kids, so it's imperative we arm them with truth. That's why I love Acts and Facts, a totally free creation science magazine from the Institute for Creation Research. It's packed with jaw-dropping science that lines up with scripture. We're talking dinosaurs, DNA, fossils, astronomy, geology, evidence that points straight to our creator. It's written by real scientists in a way your kids and you can understand. In addition, it talks about all the upcoming events happening at the Discovery Center, including their dinosaur dig each summer in Montana. I've been getting this magazine in my mailbox for years, and we have thoroughly enjoyed it. Get your free subscription now by going to icr.org/Tina and sign up, or just scan the QR code on the screen. That's icr.org/Tina. Once again, this magazine is free, it's faith building, and it will establish a biblical foundation. If you're a busy mom like me, juggling kids, home life, and everything in between, you know healthcare is a huge decision. What's worked for me and my family for over a decade? MediShare. Over the years, I've had all four of my kids with MediShare, gone through two major surgeries, and never once stressed about the bills being paid. MediShare is affordable, saving us up to 50% compared to other healthcare options. And I love knowing our money never ends up supporting things that don't align with our values. MediShare offers 24/7 access to telehealth services as well. Have a sick kid in the middle of the night? Not a problem. They've got your back. So if you're looking for healthcare that fits your family and your values, I can't recommend MediShare enough. Call today at 1-866-88-BIBLE and be sure to mention Counterculture Mom when you enroll. That's 1-866-88-BIBLE. And join the thousands of families like mine who found healthcare that truly cares about what matters most. Did you ever say no way to God only to have him prove you wrong?
Well, unfortunately, I've said that a few times. I think I'd learned, you know, but no, I have had a couple of experiences. The first time, God, I told you I went to Belarus. I went there a couple of times. Then that country closed to us. And then a friend in the ministry said, hey, we'd like to open some new territory out in Siberia, out in Eastern Siberia, like literally the other side of the world. And in the winter, how about that too? Oh, and gosh. So I had been diagnosed with MS around the same time here that God started sending me on mission trips. And I was having a lot of severe symptoms for some years. And thank God I don't have too many now. But I'm on a plane. It is a grueling trip to get there. And I'm on this plane the second flight and after second day of travel. And I am sitting having a conversation with God. Oh my God, I know you sent me to Siberia. I know I'm going when I'm supposed to go, but I'm not coming back here. This is too hard. And anyways, so you know, God just keeps quiet and lets me go about with my complaining. And you know, since then I've been back there like 16 times or something like that. And so
he never just made never, me fall right? in love.
That's right. And then another time, I'd gone with my son for some years. And then a friend of mine says to me, "Hey, Annie, have you ever thought about taking Alyssa with you? And she'd be really good." And in my mind, I'm like, there's no way. There is no way. This trip is hard enough for me with my physical situation. And that's a lot that would be really hard on her. It's like I said, pretty difficult. And then God just kind of kept after me. And so I started thinking like, well, what could we do? Could we do this really? And I started brainstorming. And again, he provided for her. He sent her with me. He had a little team of support to make it possible. And then he used her. Like, it was amazing. She went there and he, like, people in Russia don't expect to see anybody with Down syndrome. They do not come out of they're in institutions for the most part.
Wow.
And so she shows up and she's articulate and she's sharing the love of Jesus in just her special way. And they were amazed and they were open to what she said. It was really something to behold.
That's so cool. Plus just the whole witnessing factor of the fact that they're in Russia, if they have people with Down syndrome in institutions and all of a sudden they see her full of joy and life and sharing about the Lord out in the street, they're going to have a different perception and different thought process on people with Down syndrome. Why are they in institutions? It's going to blast the whole thing out of the water. That is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So your whole testimony, and I know that's only a sliver of what you've done over your last couple of decades here, how can you encourage people that are out there thinking, I don't know if I can do that, I don't know if I have the strength, and they're living right now in the fear factor, and I just don't want anyone stuck with that, because if it's currently you right now, you're missing out on fulfilling God's mission for your life and every single person that's out there that can be impacted by what you can give the world if you let God use you. I have one major regret in my life, that I didn't become a believer before the age of 16. Because the second I placed my faith in the Lord at 16, I was on fire for his purpose, his mission. I didn't want to miss one moment on serving him in whatever wild capacity he had for me. And he has given me a wild journey. And that's why I've been talking to teens for over two decades. Don't be deceived by the enemy's plot to try to get you involved with sex, drugs, suicide, cutting, everything else, because he doesn't want you to be fully used by God. That's his whole main mission, to kill, steal, and destroy. You can become a missionary, even as a teenager. Annie, you just proved that through your personal testimony with your kids. 8 years old, overseas, phenomenal. They're going to be so other focused. They're going to be wishing they would have been overseas in the diaper at the age of two. That's what we want for our kids. We want our kids to be others focused, because when they see how they can be used by God mightily, they will wish they could skip sleep at night, because they will love the before and after of before a person is talked to about Jesus and after, to see how God can use us as a conduit to share his love with other people, seeing them healed, seeing them saved, seeing them have put a smile on their face, seeing them eat if they're hungry on the street. That will cause people to be on fire for being used by God. It's a guarantee. And I know you and I see serving the Lord the same way. It's like we can't shut up about it. So for anyone right now hearing this, thinking that they're still in fear or realizing that the enemy has your hands tied behind your back, ask God to give you clarity on how to be used and have that next bold step of faith, because I guarantee you, God will show you and give you what you need, and you're going to be wishing you would have been more bold sooner. But thank God you're no longer going to be living in fear. When we share our imperfect, raw, real stories with other people, that's when we become relatable. That's when the people say, I want what you have. How are you getting through this really tough time? Your testimony today, not being perfected yet because we're not perfect people, is what's going to draw people to Jesus through us.
That's right.
I Love that you came on the program talking about your bold faith. You just obviously have me all fired up because this is the biggest lie that the enemy is using to keep people holding back and being a benchwarmer Christian. Moving on, we're going to go to a commercial break so I can let the steam settle. And we're going to be back to talk with you about your fantastic books that I want to read now. I'm so sorry. You got me all fired up. You're doing something right.
You lost faith in the government's ability to make sound financial decisions. Our economy, banking system, and the U.S. dollar are failing. How do you protect your wealth in economic times like these? Gold offers protection that paper can't. Unlike stocks and other paper assets, gold is real, has never gone to zero, and has no counterparty risk. Gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years, and many experts are predicting that gold prices are going to continue to rise for many reasons. There are lots of gold companies out there these days, so compare prices and credibility. Call Wholesale Direct Metals now for great service and lower prices. We're a Better Business Bureau A-rated discount gold dealer with zero complaints nationwide.
Call now and request free information. 1-866-925-6626. Ask about using your IRA to buy precious metals. Call 1-866-925-6626 now and protect yourself with gold.
Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is, you're not sick. You're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has two natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to masterpiecebyhcs.com. That's Master, P-E-A-C-E, by HCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison.
So many of us are suffering from demonic oppression and we don't even know it. We can change lives for all eternity by the way we interact and show Jesus to those around us. So why not share the gospel with those around you with the clothes you wear? I know it sounds nuts, but that's a good way to get the conversation started. Over at caruso.com, K-E-R-U-S-S-O, you will find killer t-shirts, perfect way to do just that, minister and witness to other people. Their amazing shirts share truth while also being on trend. Be prepared to be asked all kinds of questions about the scripture you're wearing and be ready to answer them with God's truth. Once again, caruso.com, great time to get the conversation started as you're holiday shopping in line, grocery store, you name it, with these killer shirts from Caruso. Also, put code word Tina in at checkout to save an additional 15%. Oh yeah. Thanks a ton, Caruso, for this killer Christmas discount. Annie, you got me all fired up, obviously. You've got two phenomenal books that I want to highlight today. Everybody get Annie's book, 25 Symbols of Christmas, Finding Jesus, a devotional. It's 5-star, not surprising, on Amazon. What is in this baby?
Well, it's 25 days worth of devotions that'll lead you right up to Christmas. And it will show you how, instead of getting distracted by all the activities and hoopla around Christmas, we use those symbols and traditions to actually be the lens through which we will see Jesus every day of the month of December.
That is phenomenal. Then you have another fantastic book that I need like now. I'm bummed out I don't have it, so I'm going to hopefully get over my depression here. You've got From Ignorance to Bliss, God's Heart Revealed Through Down Syndrome, another 5-star book. What's in this book of yours?
Well, this one is a book of a parenting journey, so it's good for any parent. But it does tell about my journey with my daughter, Alyssa. And basically, it's saying God is going to use whatever experiences you have in life to teach you to know him better. And so this book just walks through how different circumstances of parenting where I learned who God is and learned to trust him.
I love it. And then your website, everybody's going to be flooding that beast. Let's make her website crash, people. Let's go for just like 3 seconds. AnnieYorty.com, A-N-N-I-E, Yorty, Y-O-R-T-Y.com. Check it out. You can get Perceive God Journal right here by signing up for her newsletters. And Annie, what's on your website, girl?
Yeah, well, the big thing right now is for people who are getting that Christmas book, 25 Symbols of Christmas, there are a bunch of free resources that you can just download.
Everybody out there, watch all 4 episodes this week as we talk about bold faith. And I know that you were massively fed in a mighty way by Annie being on the program today. And if you want to do another bold step, we are needing finances for 2025. I will just tell you, we need to stay alive on the air and we want to thrive in this next upcoming year. Your finances will go a long way. If everyone tuning into this episode right now gave just literally $5 a month at counterculturemom.com, all of our needs would be met for 2025. All of them. $5 a month. I'm asking you and pleading with you, go to counterculturemom.com, click on that pink donate button, top of the page, and it'll take literally a minute and a half to give $5 a month. Partner with us in this new year. Annie, you rock. Keep at it. Very excited to have you on the program today and what people are going to do as a result of your fantastic words. Keep at it, sister.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over 2 decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.